days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
How we doing, folks? Look at that. Here we go again. Another Glory Days, the PJ and Jim podcast. How are you doing?
How are you doing there now, Jay?
I was going to do this one sitting down, by the way.
Oh, yeah, you decided against it, yeah. What was that about?
While
you never
were
sit down.
Emptying your bladder there. I was going to see would it make a difference to the general atmosphere. You know, to the general kind of, like, yeah. If I was to sit. Because you know the way I never sit for
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, no, I don't know why you don't.
And you always sit for the show.
Yeah, I do.
And yet you stand for the podcast.
Yeah, because it's only very short. I can tolerate it, you know.
What,
me dicky feet and me attitude. I have to sustain a certain amount of energy during this podcast I don't have to do in the rest of the show.
Oh, right.
You know, people always say that. They always go, fucking hell, 4 hours, long old radio show. But it's not as if we come in at 5 and say, right, now, for the next 4 hours, you'll be hearing nothing else but our mouths wiggling. Like, there's music and news.
That'd
and,
be rough.
Yeah, of course it would be awful. So yeah. so you get 15-minute break. This is the hardest part of the whole week.
Is standing up for 15 minutes.
Yeah, and tolerating each other talking for like a whole what would be ages in the context of the actual radio show.
Well, that's just lovely. Talk about insulting a man.
Well, that's, you know, I didn't mean it to come out that way, but here we are. You know, that's what it is.
Anyway, we actually have something that's... Because normally on the show, when we do the podcast, rather, normally what happens is we just put the microphones up and sure, we just see what ends up coming out of your mouth. But today, actually, there was a little thing that we said we'd keep for the podcast because in order to discuss it properly, you might have to, you know... let's say overstep the mark in terms of normal radio broadcasting. Well, you know, with bold words and whatnot.
Well, I also can't make head nor tail of it. Apparently, right, according to studies of late, the more riding you do of the sexual nature...
Case in point, ladies and gentlemen.
The more having an off of each other, huh? The more licky rubbies that you do off each other the whole time, the more likely, and trust me, no matter who you are, you don't know where this sentence is going, right?
Yeah.
But the more that you do, the more likely you are to believe in God.
Wow.
Isn't that bad?
It is, because it's kind of, you know, because you always imagine the people who are God-fearing
and
people.
And the other way, they hate it.
Yeah.
Or they think
they're afraid of their willies and their, bits and all.
Oh, remember that in school? They never gave you sex education. Now it's all about, here's procreation and here's what you do. And when two people love each other, they can do this and this goes into there. And then the baby comes out of the egg of the pelican or whatever it is, right? but, you know, when we were young, it really was, let's just try and scare children into doing nothing to each other. Do you remember?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, your teacher would be there going, well, all I know is that if any of you have hair in your hands, we know where that came from. And if you be wiggling around with the wand of the devil, that you may... So I'm going to call it from now on.
The wand of the devil.
Look at him over there wiggling the wand of the devil.
Take out my devil's wand.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's casting.
And cast a spell.
Casting your evil spells with the devil's wand. Oh, yeah. If you start doing that, you go blind, they would tell us, you know, that your vision would go and you'd all be looking at the one lad with the thick glasses. We'd go, oh, no, I never knew what they
did. I never even had the girl.
I can't even see the blueies. Why would I be doing it? I can't even see the blueies. All I see is blurred diggies. You know, so it wasn't so...
So who did this survey that says you're more likely to believe in God?
It was done in the States. It was one of the... You know the colleges in the States? They keep doing... I think it was University of Arizona or something like that.
Yeah.
Where they do all these...
It does put
around the Bible Belt, maybe,
It does put a weird twist on it, doesn't it? That somebody, you know... Somebody who's one of those, say, you know, the really the heavy goers, the born again jobbies, that sort of stuff. Like, if you were to encounter one of them and it was like, yeah, no, I'm a born again Christian, like the clappers, riding everything, are you?
Yeah, up and down, huh? I'd say there's no stopping you, you dirty fecker, yeah?
I wonder which way around it was.
I don't know.
Because, in other words, could you convert somebody? Like, if you found somebody and they said, I'm sorry, but I'm actually an atheist. Let me introduce you to Jessica.
Let me introduce you to Jessica. She's converted.
I think you'll find she's...
She's converted a lot of people in our congregation. Very good at what she does, is Jessica. Very good, very popular, you know.
Maybe
people are lying, you know. Just
but
to
that
get,
would certainly increase. You know the way they're always complaining that there's not enough people go to mass anymore.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Or there's not
yeah.
enough priests anymore.
What? Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry. There's literally a campaign, a marketing campaign. You know what I mean? You could ride your way back into the chapel.
That's what I just don't understand about religion in its own way, though, because, like, you know, it's such a pleasurable thing. if you take precautions, not to do anything stupid, not to get, you know, not to have.
Are we talking about religion or sex now? Taking precautions.
Actually,
very
both
pleasurable
of them.
If you don't take precautions.
Yeah, actually, both of them. But if you go too far in either of them, it's very hard. You know, it's very hard to.
Yeah, you could end up being crucified.
Yeah, yeah, you know, you never know, yeah. But because it's a very pleasurable thing, you know, doing this and doing the Willy.
So now you know you're genuinely confused me now. Did you start off talking about religion? You said what confuses me about religion.
What confuses me about religion is why they're so anti-sex, because it's such a. It's such a pleasurable thing. Like, there's nothing wrong. I don't understand this. It says, Johnnies! God gave us Johnnies, so make sure you. Whatever.
Yeah.
But it's a bit like, you know. Ah! Yeah, cake is evil! You know? Because cake is. It's just a weirdly picking a pleasurable thing, you know?
Oh, right.
And, you go, oh, the reason you got fat. Was the devil's in your Swiss roll?
So now I understand where you're going.
It's just weird to just hate on something that's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, why choose that one?
Why choose
like
that
you
one?
Like, of all the other pleasurable things that happen in the world, as you say.
I suppose they do
like
pick loads
cake.
Of them, don't they? Drink is the sin, is the devil's buttermilk. Gambling
to be honest with you.
Is the devil's way of making you throw your money away.
It's basically the.
Farting in public is the devil's way of making strangers uncomfortable.
It comes all under enjoyment.
It does,
If you live a life of enjoyment, you're never getting to heaven.
Yeah, yeah, no matter what the religion is.
If you've had a happy life filled with pleasurable experiences,
enjoy yourself
in hell, you heathen.
As if you get to heaven, enjoy yourself down there. Yeah, well, you're not getting in here. Well, I don't want to go in there. You're not doing that.
Plus the fact you don't even know, like, what, you know. Oh, gee, listen, God, I didn't. I had to stop myself there. I was always going to wander off into some sort of weird fairy tale there. But all I'm saying is, it's just a load of people telling you that this is what God wants.
Yeah,
or whatever. Anyway,
is. Yeah, yeah.
So for all we know, God, whatever it is,
depends where you live.
Might thoroughly enjoy, rubby wrong wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Who
knows?
It depends where you live, doesn't it? Depends what God you're into first.
Well, exactly. Yeah.
And then it depends, like, you know. Where in the world you are. God wants different things from. God wants money from Americans. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Mad for money from Americans. Oh, we need $3,000 in 5 minutes. Woohoo! I need a new plane because Jesus says I have to go to Florida.
Yeah.
You know? And then in Ireland, he just wants, you know.
Oh, he just wants you to do nothing. He wants you to, like, be.
Hand a basket around.
Oh, no, actually, do you know what he wants?
Communions. He wants communions in Ireland.
Guilt, he wants. He wants loads of guilt.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. You have to feel guilty and shit about yourself.
But thankfully,
if you're going to be a decent Catholic.
Ah, thankfully. It's easier nowadays, though. Years ago, we all had to feel guilty. Now Jim does it for all of us. You know.
Why am I regarded as the Messiah? You know,
you should
he
be.
Literally took the guilt of the world on his shoulders.
Matt Talbot. if Jim takes off his trousers, he's wrapped in chains. He's wrapped in chains. Walking around. Yeah, yeah. I like it. It is a thing, though. The old hangover of guilt that Irish people have.
Yeah.
Definitely a thing. We haven't shaken that off.
Is there any of the gods, you know, that are into the old sort of like, let's get out there and absolutely rip it up?
A hedonistic type of
hedonistic ones, yeah. Any
I don't
of them?
Know, actually.
Yeah, because even like the ones that seem like they're not bad at
the
start.
Vikings,
like the
used to be into that. Where are they? Valhalla.
That's the
like,
one.
They all
they're
talk
good.
About Valhalla and is Thor or the gods of lightning.
Yeah.
Their gods
like
seem
they
to be.
Literally want, their version of heaven is a drinking hall in the sky. Oh,
yeah, and you go off and, where? Go away and and pillage the shit out of that place and come back and don't feel bad about it. You know, wear the horny hat, have a crack, you know, and then come back. God that's heavy on rape, I'm not really into, to be honest. That's
no,
a bit, you know.
It does sound like a stag deal, doesn't it? Wear a horny hat on a mad drinking session in the sky
and go to Liverpool, you know. Or take a trip to Ireland.
So basically,
no, it does. Or to Dublin.
Viking heaven is a stag party.
It's a stag party. So I'm glad it wasn't a Viking. Imagine the one lad. You know the way there's always one lad in the stag party who really doesn't want to be there.
Yeah.
Imagine being that poor Viking on the crusade. Oh, here we go again. Anto's going to be getting sick over the side of the boat.
Yeah, the lad who always ends up talking to the bouncer.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the other fellow, stripper, come on, stripper, let's go. No. Go on, yeah, go on, be great crack. No, it won't be great crack.
Yeah.
It will. Yeah, yeah, it's great crack. You get to pay people to take their knickers off and all. Oh, stop it. Grow up, man. You know what I mean? Stop it.
Brilliant. I tell you, religion's a lot to answer for.
Yeah, yeah. Well, definitely the stag party analogy of the Viking raids.
Yeah.
That's definitely Maybe that's why. It's the actually, Viking leftovers of Irish in the Irish along the east coast of Ireland. That's why they still do it.
Yeah, and since this conversation started with the idea that apparently whoever did that study in America, right, said that you're more likely to believe in God, is it?
Yeah, if
you're
the more sex you have, the more likely you are to believe in God. Yeah.
So that implies then that actually having so if you're a one a week or one a fortnight person,
yeah.
If you were to up that to a two or three a week or a fortnight, you'd believe in God even more.
You'd probably go to Mass every week, yeah. I suppose the end of it does make you go and believe.
So if you see all those people, and because you know the way, there's a lot of people who go to Mass have it. I'm not saying everybody, right? Whatever you're into, I'm absolutely all for it.
I
completely endorse your right to, you know, have any whatever views you want and go. But you know the way you do get selection of people in Masses. They have a very specific look off them.
Yeah.
And a lot of them, I'm sorry, look a bit wrecked.
Yeah. And?
Do you reckon that's from so much sex?
Do you know something? I wouldn't think so. I'm going to put it out there and say, I wouldn't think so.
Right.
And I will say, the last time I was in church.
So that lad who's completely crouched over.
Yeah. Right,
and kind of gets in and out on the back seat.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
He's not exactly buckled with the horn. I'm going to say.
Are you sure though?
Yeah, he's buckled with
it. That might be the secret.
He's buckled with a dicky hip. The last time I was in a Mass, you know,
yeah.
I had to go with the month's mind or whatever. And I'm telling you now, every other person there, not one of them has had a ride in at least 63 years. And I mean 63 years. They're not one of them.
Right.
Now, and not because of who they are, but there's a physical capability that passes you by at some point.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Not one of these lads has swung a golf club, never mind his own handicrafts.
Not to mention his devil's wand.
Yeah, his devil's wand hasn't been touched. And these are the most religious people I know. So I would actually say it's the other way. The less you do, the more you believe in God.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Because what would that tell you about, you know, the priests and the nuns and everything and all, anyways?
Well, you know, it depends who you're talking about. Some of them nuns. Remember them priests with the guitars? They were doing rings around themselves in the 80s and all. Where are they?
Come here.
Come on, you be on the late. Oh, never, you know those dev lads. You gotta go, girl, sing it to Jesus. Well, yeah. Crafton Street, you never sing it to Jesus.
Why was that a thing back in the day, a priest with a guitar?
I have no idea.
Was it that they were just all school chaplains or something? It was always there.
I think, were they young lads that kind of...
Because that's part of the whole kind of, kumbaya.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, everybody, Mary had a baby. Yes, Lord. Mary had a baby. Remember,
you do realise that you're one of the few people who was completely indoctrinated in that.
Oh, I was.
You were
yeah.
the one who was stuck in the back of a car.
I went to Camp Jesus as a kid. Camp Jesus, they took me to. All the whole way down to Cork.
And look what it did for you. You ended up riding your way through about two decades.
And what is my belief? Even I don't know. I was at Camp Jesus all the way up and back the whole day. Every Christian song you can imagine. Too big, you can't get over it. It's too low. Can't get over it. It's too wide. Can't get over it. Whatever it was. Gotta get through that wall.
Wow.
And then he's got the whole world in his hands. I always thought that song was about the Pope. Turns out it's about the boss himself.
Oh,
you know that one?
Why did you think it was the Pope?
Because John Paul was... There was pictures of John Paul everywhere.
Right.
I think it was a period in my life where I thought Pope John Paul
was God.
And I was like, no way, he's literally there. He's Polish.
Yeah,
he's Polish, yeah. Let's age him. Because he looked about a million years old.
Camp Jesus. Where was it on?
It was in Cork, yeah. Down in Cork.
Oh, of course
and it was
it would
one
be.
Of them.
Of course it would be. Because literally, Cork people think they are the Christ.
Oh, yeah. I swear to Jim, it was mad. It was like what you'd think were middle-aged... women at the time, but when you look back now, they were only in their 20s, you know,
yeah.
wearing all the dowdy dresses and all, and singing all the songs, and literally a priest.
Dowdy dresses?
Yeah, it's all the dowdy dresses, and yeah. the haircut, and the mad glasses. Like, you wouldn't see a 70-year-old wearing them now, and they were all wearing them all back then, you know,
yeah.
in their 20s, with a clatter of kids each, and then, honestly, priests with guitars and all, walking around doing the whole... You know,
yeah. and God said to Moses, it's time to build an ark, and we always flying in the big blue dark.
Whatever, it was just absolutely bananas.
Can I just point out
and
that
they would speak
despite,
in
the fact, despite the fact you said it was called Camp Jesus, the religious education wasn't obviously great, because you just said, God said to Moses, build an ark.
It's no wonder it didn't work.
Moses is going, I didn't need an arc. I parted the bleeding Red Sea. I didn't need it. We could walk.
No, it's going, hey, somebody being a bit overlooked over here.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's me all over. Typical. Yeah. I do everything. I save the world.
Yeah. I'm like, no wonder religion splits. It's very hard to keep track. God said to Moses, it's time to fight the Romans and get yourself a sword and then we'll go on. Sing with the Wolf Tones.
Oh, man.
The Wolf Tones were kicking back then as well.
Right, listen, we'll leave this enthralling conversation on religion and give you some of the best bits from during the week, right? I'm trying to think, was there anything religiously kind of connected? Not really. I don't think we did a lot of religion through the week, for obvious reasons.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was a thing about storytelling, actually. There was an interesting thing about storytelling, and with PJ having his book coming out at the end of next month, we kind of got into
that conversation. Imagine the attention to detail in that book. Stuff more Moses building arcs.
Yeah. I wouldn't go fact-checking it. That's all I'm saying.
The dates and times might be a bit off.
Also, we were talking about, well, one of my pet subjects as well, because, you know, it's been well documented, me and sleep have a strange sort of relationship. But apparently there are ways to do it. There are techniques to do it. And we ended up talking about them as well.
Yeah, yeah. So much so I've actually forgotten what they are, because I was probably half
asleep
talking about them.
You probably dozed off during the course of it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And also, we were talking about the most Googled song lyrics as well. We mentioned that during the week. No surprise, really, I suppose, in terms of what the number one was. But as usually happens, it went off in a very strange direction.
A strange tangent, yeah, yeah. It just, yeah. Our music knowledge shines through. Don't you worry about that, yeah.
I mean, bear in mind, PJ's literally just sang, Jesus said to Moses, build an ark. So you can imagine what his song lyric kind of, you know, go-to is.
I haven't got the greatest memory for retaining that type of information.
Anyway, have a listen. And we'll talk to you in a few minutes.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
You have said to me, thankfully, on a couple of occasions, that your new arrivals haven't necessarily interfered drastically with your sleep. I expected you to be exhausted coming in, and you kind of haven't been. You've worked out your system. So.
I'm more tired than I would have normally been, but not so bad.
And sleep's never really been an issue for you.
No,
you're always a really good sleeper.
Yes, right, sleep, true. I mean, every time you talk, I just imagine Jim McCabe and I go straight to sleep, snoozing away.
I put many, many people to sleep. Yeah,
I just imagine Jim McCabe talking about Liverpool Football Club. And it is
Liverpool Football
Club.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And it's like this amazing haze. It's just like, and then they do this. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, it's absolutely, they get away with everything. It's absolutely disgraceful. And can you believe who's going there? And look at the fans. Oh, went down the pub there. There was one of them down there. And guess what he was doing? And
well,
this is a beautiful drone.
Because that's the thing, actually. I was going to say to you, like, do you ever use anything to... Because, you know, you seem to be one of those... I suppose it's the beauty of not knowing what's going on in the world. That you're just... You never have worries. You seem to be able to just lay your head on the pillow
and go to sleep.
And that's it.
And you know something? I am starting to understand how rare that is.
Because
there's a whole industry out there now. You heard Dan talk about it in the news. People are now buying white noise machines, grey noise machines, brown noise machines, whatever brown noise is. Brown noise to me was always fart. You know, that's brown noise, right? You know, so brown noise machines, red noise, and then there's like, you know, waterfall sounds, bubbling lava, there's
raindrops
that keep falling, wind, you know, podcasts literally designed to make you sleep. Yeah. And people
and
are saying all these different methods.
There can be like, you know, there could be 10 hours, like a 10-hour video on YouTube of like just the sound of wind going through leaves in a forest.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. You wake up the next day and it's still going. You know, and people, like, they're saying at least 26% of people now are using it. At least.
Yeah.
So that's like, you know, one in four at least are using some sort of audible sleep aid, you know?
Emily uses Harry Styles, she was saying earlier on.
Harry Styles?
Yeah, she uses Harry Styles to go to sleep.
As in just imagining him or like...
No, she listens to him talking on that Calm app.
Oh,
it's
really?
Sleep stories.
Oh, he does that, does he?
Yeah.
Isn't it funny the way some people's voices are perfect for that?
Like, hi, Emily. Go to sleep. This is Harry Styles. Go to sleep. Go to sleep quickly. Go to sleep right now.
I bet you that's what he does. Just a reminder, I am still Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's really time that you were asleep.
Are you imagining me in the bed next to you? This is Harry Styles.
Come here. That could be a very... That's a very different app.
It is.
A very different
app. Isn't that funny? So some people have a voice that is just so particularly well suited to these type of things.
Boring, you
know?
You mean?
Yeah. I do. calming.
You never had to use any of that. I've tried all of that sort of different noise things. I don't know. And the raindrops thing is, listening to rain, gentle rain.
Yeah.
Falling in a forest.
The thing is, Kelly, my partner, she does use it.
She uses
white noise, and she uses the bubbling lava one. So every time you wake up...
Bubbling lava?
Well, I just wake up wanting coffee. It sounds exactly like the coffee. But I don't see how it's very settling,
Yeah. I think the idea is just to stop your mind thinking of something else, really. That's it. I've tried a few different things. I've even... Sometimes there's this particular Buddhist monk who has one of those voices. And he's like, the important thing is you haven't got a clue what's going on. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. So you don't get distracted thinking about it. It's just the sound of somebody talking. And it sort of, lulls you to sleep. Because it stops you thinking about your own rubbish, maybe.
Yeah, I guess
that's probably the theory, is it?
It's funny, the things I found myself falling asleep to are very unusual things. The death notices on the radio. When they just come on and go, Mary Wilson, Wexford, 1939 to 1950 or to 19. Yeah. I'm after making it. And then it's like
they should make the old RTE weather the shipping forecast.
Yeah,
they should make that a thing. Malin Head, 49 degrees, rising slowly.
Exactly. Yeah, it's just totally uninteresting. And do you know what used to make me fall asleep as a young lad as well? What? When you'd be watching TV and they used to do the football scores, that used to make me go asleep. Linfield 2, Castlewell in 5, Harrystown United 7, Connors Quay Wanderers 8.
Yeah.
It was like, that used to be like, just because it's so boring though,
But it's a huge industry because those apps, right, like Emily's talking about, that Calm app, that's a very big one. And there's all sorts of stuff. You can guess. There's one that involves something to do with. Have you come across that one? The one that involves an antique shop, or something that's open all the time, and it's and it's raining, and you go into the antique shop, and you.
What are you talking about?
Honest to God, man, this is a huge industry.
The antique shop.
There could be anything. Sleep stories. You get big celebrities. Idris Elba does it. Loads of big celebrities, they do these sleep stories.
Going to sleep with Idris Elba.
But it's like you always say, as a grown-up, when do you ever get somebody to tell you a story?
Yeah, I should try one. Imagine, it'd be the worst I've ever. Are you tired, are you? Are you tired?
Come here. Well, I tell you, right?
Breathe in and breathe out. And again, and again. Think of Jim. Are you tired, yeah? Are you tired? Wake up.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With insuremyvan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at insuremyvan.ie.
Matty the trucker, we were talking about sleep aids. Matty Trucker doesn't need a sleep aid. He says, lads, I'm that good at sleeping, I can do it with my eyes closed.
What, Matt, you, fair play to you, Matty Trucker.
Somebody was saying, lads, if I wake up early on a Saturday morning, which I usually do, I'll put the earphones in and put sleep music on Apple Music on, and it works every time. Sleep music.
Sleep music. I wonder what sleep music is. Roxy music, I suppose.
Avalon. Well, that's for me. Is it just easy listening, is it? Or is there actual music?
That's sort of music we were talking about earlier that you buy trousers to. Or the music that you that's going on in the supermarket as you're deciding what beans you would like for dinner,
Music to buy trousers to.
Yeah, now, yeah. Volume 1. Music. Following up, bean tunes. And the broccoli hit list, you have loads of them you could do.
Lads, this is going to sound dumb, but I open YouTube and watch planes taking off and landing. And that's how I calm down to fall asleep.
Yes, isn't it? Whatever works for you.
Absolutely.
Whatever works for you.
Absolutely. Somebody saying, my poor wife has to listen to thunderstorms every night. As I can't sleep without it. Our Christy Moore, This Is The Day album.
That cat. What on earth?
I'm not sure. I'm trying to work out whether Christy Moore would be happy about that. If you walk to him and say, Christy, oh my God. Love your music. Love your music.
Yeah, yeah.
That album, This Is The Day. Oh.
Love it.
Can't fall asleep without it.
I can't. It literally reminds me of the sound of the world ending. It literally does. Yeah, yeah.
It's either you or thunderstorms.
Nothing like it, yeah.
Brilliant.
As long as it sounds like a disaster, Christy, I'm in,
Yeah. Somebody else said David Attenborough has a great voice to help you sleep. sleep. I suppose that's true. Yeah, because he's kind of a whisperer when he does his shows, isn't he?
The problem with him is he is too interesting. Do you know?
Yeah.
Like you'd be sleeping.
You'd get hooked on what
like,
he's saying.
You would. You'd start listening to him. He'd be there going, and now the land mole. You know, as you can see, he's now speaking French. You'd be like, what? He's doing what? You know, and you'd be like, you'd get into it.
Something similar from somebody, Martin has been on in relation to Pat Kenny, but it's, you know, very bad. You can't say that, Martin.
I would love no Pat Kenny sleep tape. I would love it. Wow, are you feeling sleepy? Ah, Sovereign Secretary, what will we dream about tonight?
Another one of these.
Imagine, let's go through the Late Late Show I did in 1999. This was a great show. Deirdre came on and we talked about Badger. Wow. Who wouldn't sleep to that?
Another popular one is, you know, and I've heard of this one before as well, Bob Ross. Remember Bob Ross?
Bob Ross, he's great. Yeah, he's very calming, the way he does all the paintings.
Absolutely. And talks to the painting he's doing. Now you hide in there, your little tree, in at the back, go in there.
That's right, and yeah.
Talking to a tree as he's drawing.
Yeah, it is. The moon is peeping out there. Can I just give it a little bit of a shadow?
It's your world. You do as you like.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, he's perfect.
Dave is on to say, lads, the technical name for that sleep help is ASMR, Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response.
Oh, I'm definitely pleased. Pat Kenny, please do an ASMR video. Yeah. You know, where he's describing all these things he's opening in the house or something.
I was just
going
to say, a lot of them are... Those mad things are kind of like, you know, somebody telling you about their shopping and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, imagine.
I mean, I assume the principle is that they've comped on, like, the more boring, the better.
I want
the
to
less
hear,
interested you get in it.
I want to go asleep tonight listening to Pat Kenny making his dinner, you know. Yeah. Now I'm cutting an onion. Wow, my eyes.
I like this from Bren the painter. Lads, I sometimes listen to the sound of a moving train. You can imagine travelling anywhere in the world. I always imagined I'm travelling through Offaly. I'm asleep in 2 minutes.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
When did we ever put it out there that accuracy was what we built the show on? Accuracy and knowledge
again,
and facts
and
logic.
I was so sure again, you know what I mean? And basically, the rule of this show is the more certain I am of a fact... the more likely it is to probably be wrong.
Which is very entertaining, I have to say.
Yeah, for
very
Jim,
entertaining.
Jim loves it. Every time we stop, he goes, Jim, man, you're 2 feet in every time.
I love about it, you see. Like when some people, if I say anything, I'm immediate, even if if it's written down in front of me, I'm nearly kind of, I'm like, look, I could be wrong, but, and I always preface everything by saying, well, I could be wrong, but I think blah, 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 blah. Whereas you go straight in, no questions asked. Absolutely, 100%, down the middle, try, off to the side.
You want to see, when I wrote my book and all, and they, you know, they get an editor on it.
Right.
You know, so, and the editor goes through to make sure that it makes sense. And, you know, they do, you know, they do, like,
How is that editor now? Wandering around in a padded room, is he?
But, like, I was getting emails saying, I just want to run something past you. You say you were born in 1975, but that you made your communion in 2013. So I'm just trying to figure out how your seventh birthday was in 2024. Seeing as though that year hasn't even happened yet.
Yeah.
You know, like, there was so
and you were
much.
Like, yeah, what's your problem with that?
And every answer was, I better ask me sister. I better ask me sister. Let me give me sister a ring. Yeah. And then me sending pictures, no, could I get any baby pictures? Just about the baby pictures he sent. You're standing up wearing a denim jacket. Suggests to me that you may...
Yeah, you possibly weren't a baby at the time.
Yeah. Is there anything else? I was like, oh my God. Like, my memory is all over the place.
To be fair though, I'd forgive you anything with dates. No, sure. I mean, that is scary. Well, like, the scariest people to me are the people who can turn around and say things like, well, in 2019, blah, 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 blah,
In
1986, I did this, and what? I mean, like, how can you possibly know that and remember that?
Oh, yeah,
you know those people who know exactly, you say, you know, and they'll, or, you know, they say, yeah, no, I worked there between May 1984 and July 1987, and then I moved.
Oh,
and
I don't
like,
know how they do
are
it.
You what? What?
And I have memories that, like, I'd be talking to people and say, I'll never forget. September 11th, I'll never forget it. I was in the pub, and I was on my phone, the iPhone and all. I was watching it, and people would go, they didn't exist then. I'm like, did they not? Like, no, they didn't. No, they didn't exist till 2007. That was the first one.
Yeah.
And they didn't even work like that over here. I was there, cheers, that's mad. And I'd be there going, that's mad, isn't it? And I remember it so well. They're going, you don't. And they're going, no, but I actually do.
Yeah. No, but I agree with you. And that's because they do say that, you know, that like it, your memory is, it's not a recollection of facts at all.
Not at all.
Like, for human memory is totally fallible. Yeah. Totally fallible.
It's just weird stuff.
Like, you can actually, and as you say, you have a, you know, you cling to it. You're convinced.
Convinced it happened.
Yeah.
Like that time I found you under my bed. Never happened. But I can see it. You know, it never happened. Yes, it is weird. Like, I don't know how to do it. But yeah, for me, that was a huge problem. that trying to get the timelines right on.
There's a great line from somebody who obviously has a fantastic memory, who says, "I'm told I have the memory of a supergrass." It's just, you don't think it's that's unusual. That, I mean, I get good, you know, the idea of a good memory, and I get the idea somebody will always remember, you know, birthdays, or they'll remember whatever it is, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And or, I don't know, holiday things or something, I don't know, whatever. But, yeah, like, to be that accurate with memory, you know, as the, like, literally be able to kind of recall your life or your whatever.
And this is what I love about, actually, when Jim is telling you a story, he always gets rid of the memory part at the start of the story. I don't know if you've noticed this. He does it on air as well. So when you're listening to the show and all, Jim will go, oh, yeah. I remember once, right, we were in France or Tarmalinas or Finglas. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And then he goes into a story that has nothing to do with the location anyway.
Yeah, you know, because I couldn't be able to rely on it. Or I wouldn't have a clue.
I must have been about 15, maybe 21. It was in my 30s. It doesn't matter. Somewhere in France, Ireland, the world. Anyway, it's irrelevant. And then he starts the story, and you're like, right.
Yeah.
So we've now, yeah, okay, yeah.
I always believe in giving a little bit of context.
Yeah. Jim is there. I don't know. President Higgins was the president at the time, or was it Julius Caesar? One of them. It was one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it was Churchill. Hold on. He wasn't even here.
Yeah. I'd love to react to that, but it's sadly true.
But I loved it. Doesn't matter. That, you know.
But that, I hate that. I can never. You go to tell somebody a story and you can't. There's a vital, like, there's a little piece of information and just won't come to you. Somebody's name. And then it's, you know. I was talking to, anyway, it doesn't matter. And he was saying, right? Yeah. That's why every one of my stories goes like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, at least you know you get to somewhere. I was talking to, God, I can't remember his name. I don't know where it was. In fact, what's this story about?
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
You went through a big Fleetwood Mac phase, didn't you?
I love Fleetwood Mac, yeah. Mm. There was a while there I couldn't stop listening to them, yeah.
Right, well then you're the man to ask, right? Is that song there, Big Love, right, from Fleetwood Mac? Is that about indoor camping, is it?
I haven't a riddlers. I haven't a riddlers.
About Rubby Rubby Wrong Wrong?
I honestly don't know.
Fairness, it's called Big Love, right?
Yeah.
And it's the bit at the end where they just keep going,
what? Yeah, I don't know is the answer. Honestly,
I just thought you, as my resident Fleetwood Mac expert, might be able to enlighten me.
No, and I've learned better than to Google lyrics because they're always disappointing. Like, let's be honest, they're always disappointing.
Disappointing?
They are, yeah. Yeah, there's a story today about Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody is the most Googled song for lyrics of all time, actually. Because, let's be honest, a lot of people just, we all know the, you know, where it gets a Scaramouche doing the Fandango and the Galileo, and the Figaro's.
Yeah,
all that. People want to know what it's about. The thing is, you read it and sometimes, do you ever feel like this song is amazing? This song is life-changing. This song is so important to me. I love this song.
Right.
And you think, I bet you it's about how I feel inside at the moment, experienced by an artist who's explaining it in a way and articulating it in a form that I could never do. And then you Google the lyrics and it's just like, you know, Saw you standing by the washing machine. Kissed you on the lips. What a beautiful girl, you baby case. Make a cake. You know, like, and you're just like, that's it's crap. Like, you know,
yeah.
It's just it's always a disappointing exercise, Googling lyrics. I think it is, anyway.
You see, but aren't there people, don't they say people fall into two distinct categories? There are lyrics people and there are just, like, there's people who love songs and wouldn't have a clue what the lyrics were.
Yeah.
And don't really care. It doesn't really matter. They just get the vibe of the song and they're into that. And then there's other people who literally, they want to sort of...
want to know exactly what it's all about.
Oh, it speaks to me. It speaks to me.
Yeah, yeah. That line
it
when he says,
telling you about
standing
my
underneath
life.
The sun with Figaro as the boat did pull from the Bay of Biscay. And you're like, oh, who cares?
Yeah.
You know? And then there's, yeah, like you said, there's the other people who, you know that... people, they hear a song and they love
it. To be honest with you, just to finish that point, there's a classic example of what I'm talking about, right? Red Hot Chili Peppers, right?
Yeah.
Fantastic band. So many great songs.
Yeah.
What are they talking
about? No idea. What are they going to give it to me?
Do you know what I mean?
Have it in the pub.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I kind of have it taste like a pepper.
Imagine Googling their lyrics.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, struggle to read. It'd be like it's written in hieroglyphics.
I know, yeah.
Like,
I know.
Bizarre. But a good point, well made, that person.
Even when they're singing slow, you don't know what they're on about.
Yeah.
And do you get those people then? You know, they hear a song and they really, really love it. And they're saying to you, here, what's the name of that song? You know the one that goes, what are you going to do? What the hell's it going under? Looking at the shoe. And you're like, I don't know what you're talking about. You do. It goes like this.
Yeah.
And you're like, what instrument is that?
Exactly.
It's either a trumpet or a xylophone.
Yeah.
You know.
Or else they give you they give you like two words from it. You know that one? You know that one that goes, hey, you. Yeah, is there any more of it? No, you know it. You know it. It goes,
yeah.
Hey, you.
Hey,
well,
you.
What am I supposed to do with that?
Baby, that's true. Is that your shoe? Do you know that one? What's that called? I love that song. You're like, I don't know. Google it.
Are you a lyrics person now? I'd probably be a lyrics person now. Although I haven't said that. I don't know, actually.
No, because it's always disappointing. Honestly, like I said.
Wouldn't be like me to procrastinate over that, really, would it?
Yeah. Jim would be afraid if he Googled the song, he'd find out it was about him. This song is called Jim McCabe is an Awful Pig. And we wrote it. Well, no one, he'd never Google the lyrics.
You know. Man.
Yeah. But
would you be?
Honestly, because of the so many songs I've Googled that have been disappointing, you know?
Yeah.
I like often,
and plus, it depends. I mean, you know, like, you can be a lyric person. You know, you can be into your meaningful lyrics and songs that, you know, have great, whatever, speak to you. You know, like, epic things like Hurricane from Bob Dylan. Like, literally, the story and, the, you know, everything that goes with it.
Jeepers, that's the other extreme, isn't it? The most literal lyrics ever.
And by the same token, you can still be into, you know, a little bit of Monica in my...
yeah, a little bit of Stephen in the park. A little bit of... Yeah.
You know.
I know.
Or in your case, I'm a Barbie girl.
In a Barbie world, fun and that. Yeah, but you hit the nail on the head there with the other people, who are so, they over-describe their lyrics, you know?
Yeah.
I hate those songs as well. This is a story about Jim McCabe. He was born in Finglas. Now he lives in the woods. Chasing the deer and he eats
them.
Why
am I always the subject of these things when you start to, like,
I don't know, just
ridicule people?
I don't know. I'm looking at you. And to be honest with you, I do feel like writing a song about you. I think you deserve.
So you hate those ones that are really kind of...
like the Hurricane, yeah.
Like, there's not even any kind of similes or...
It doesn't even rhyme.
It's just literally just...
it doesn't even rhyme.
Telling
you
a story.
Let me tell you about the Hurricane. He was driving the car there one day in the rain. And then a fella got shot around the corner.
That's a great song. I love that song.
And the
fella
around
song.
The corner never even said it was him. And the guards, they looked at his driving licence and was out of date. So they took him out for a burger and the chips. And you're like, ah, here. Come on. A bit of artistic licence.
I think that's brilliant. And what's more, it's about 8 minutes long. And when you were a DJ back in the day, an 8 minute long record when you were on your own on a night shift was a godsend.
You're there, finally, I can go for a poo.
Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With insuremyvan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at insuremyvan.ie.
Right, I'm sorry, you completely wore me out with the first bit. I've nothing to add at this juncture.
Jim is still exhausted listening to me. He's still trying to explain to me. You do it, they put them onto the 2x2 with Noah. I don't know about that. Anyway, I'm going to have to fact check this.
I assume you're off to mass now, are you?
Jim
or off to confession, actually.
I don't know. Jim thinks he's... The way he's carrying on, you'd swear he was one of the 14 apostles. I swear to God.
Oh, man.
Unbelievable, yeah.
Right.
The 9 deadly sins. We've committed every one of them here.
I'd say we have. I'd say we added on a few. Or straight to hell for us.
Oh, God.
Right, good luck.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.